I'm on the last slither of battery on my iPod Touch. 20%. And I don't have my charger with me, so I'll be off-grid. Probably by lunchtime, until lunchtime tomorrow. I'm back in the house at the moment, sorting out boxes. Just got back from the job centre. And signed on for another couple of weeks. House gets repossessed on the 20th. There's no power on here. If I want to get the power on, I need to put in at least £13 and then whatever, £5, £10 to, so it's £18, and I've only got £22, I think it is now. So I can't get electric and get the train back. So me and Ella have to sit in the dark again from 5 o'clock tonight when Sam drops Ella off. Makes me feel fucking horrible and just pretty naff as a father, to be honest. And it's not like I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm trying to build up the studio. And again, this doesn't come down to money, it's not just money. Circumstances, bad choices, bad decisions about housing, ill-informed decisions about how that might escalate, not knowing where your sort of job money work is coming from. The problem with doing social media campaign community kind of projects is, you know, it is a very every so often kind of payment thing, and it's normally either expenses or it's a one-shot thing. Jobs don't exist for what I want to do, and even if they do exist, they expect a certain kind of person to fit in with their squeaky clean image most of the time. And I just, you know, I just have to say what I have to say. I really need to be calling the YMCA to come and pick up the sofa and some bits and pieces. I also really need to send a few people emails to see if they can get, we can get sort of some transport and some storage so I can put some of this stuff into storage before the 20th. When the house gets repossessed, it will be a case of they'll sell it for whatever they can get, and then they'll come looking for the rest of the money, I guess. And it's at that point I'll probably have to go bankrupt and start again from fresh. A little bit more informed, I hope. It's been harsh, a bit of a harsh reality to go through. The last year has been very difficult, mentally and financially. But I'm still here and I'm still doing the projects that I'm passionate about. I just don't like it when it affects my daughter. And sometimes I think if I'd have known that I was going to be in this headspace and so stressed and so paranoid and so insecure about a lot of things, in some ways I wish, and it's a horrible thing to say, but I wish that Ella wasn't involved in the whole situation, because it's just not how I expected me to have brought up a child. You know, you want that child to have the family unit. And I guess she does. She sees both of us. Me not as much as she should. And I know that's a financial thing and a travelling thing, but I'm slowly trying to get on top of that. But it is a slow process. And frustrating. And yet she's still getting older every day. It's not a nice feeling. You know, stupid basic stuff. No power. No electric. I can go and put electric in, but then I can't get on the train home tomorrow. It's funny how I call Nottingham home now. This is probably going to reuse all the battery up. I can't believe I didn't bring my charger, but even if I did bring my charger, I'd have to go somewhere else to go and plug it in. Just mad. So many bits and pieces knocking about that need to be moved. So, I'll, I just wanted to get that off my chest, really. I'm going to get some sleep and relax and chill out. And then in a couple of hours, I'm going to wake up and clean the loft out and stuff. And then I'll have a chat with Sam later on when she drops Ella off, see what we can do about this electric situation. I'll be glad when this house is all gone. Really will.